welcome to another episode of Thinking Outside the Box. Ooh, I'm so excited today. We are in Wheatland. It is sunny and beautiful, and I'm here with Hannah Gunter, part of our mortgage team in Wheatland. Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself. We always like to hear about the associates, so.
Well, I'm originally from Montana.
Really?
And I came here in 2013, so I've been here since then. And I've been in banking since 1991. I joined Flat Valley Companies in 2022. So it's been great working with them. I really enjoy it. So coming from Montana, it's pretty outdoorsy up there.
Oh, absolutely.
So I do like to do backpacking and hiking.
Yeah.
Some skiing. And we have 7 kids and 7 grandkids. And so
really? You have 7 joy kids?
Yep. They're my joy.
I'm shocked. She looks so young. I can't get over
thank
this.
You.
Wow, that's amazing. I wasn't going to ask this, but now I have to because I'm obsessed with getting to Glacier Park at some point. Yeah. Did you go there?
Yes. Yeah, that's where we do some of our backpacking in. Oh. So yeah, lots of grizzlies. It's country. So
yeah.
They make you watch a video and you have to hang your food and do all kinds of things. So yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting.
You need to know.
Oh, I want to. Oh, I'm going to have to hit you up later with more questions. So awesome. That's so interesting. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about the drink because we always do a fun drink. This is a tropical mimosa.
Nice.
So what's in this is it's pineapple juice. It is mango nectar. It is, so we didn't do champagne. That's what if you're going to add alcohol to it. So we did instead, we did a juice. So we did a sparkling juice and a little grenadine. And then we have a kiwi on the top. So
I love the presentation.
Thank you. Okay. I never tasted ahead, so I can't tell if it's good or not, but you can be real and tell me what you really think.
All right.
I know, it's kind of hard to drink with our pretty presentation here.
It's actually good. You like it?
I do like it. Perfect for summer.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, we'll rate this drink at the end, and we'll post the recipe. Okay, let's start talking about mortgage. So one reason we chose this for this episode is June is Home Ownership Month. And so that's one thing I really want to talk about. Why do we participate in Home Ownership Month? Why is this important?
Well, it's good to kind of bring awareness to the mortgage lenders in the areas and also the product and services that we have. And then also it's good resource for education for first-time home buyers especially. So that's kind of why we do it.
Yeah. I think it's such an important thing that we do every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what we're going to do this year. So something to look forward to at your location. Most of the locations anyways will get a feather flag. So that will be something to put outside of your location every day. It's those fun little flags. So you'll have to remember to put it out and bring it back in every day. But it'll be a great way for traffic going by and those type of things to see that you do mortgages at your location. Another thing that we're doing is these cute little chip clips that are shaped like houses.
I know, those are cute.
Aren't those fun? So what you'll want to do is put the mortgage lender's business card in it with a pen. So that's kind of the plan. Do you want to tell us a good talking point, though, if one of our associates wants to hand this out, something they can lead in to give this to a customer to hand this to them and a lead in to try to coax them to talk to a mortgage lender?
Yeah, that'd be great. So they can lead in with saying, hey, did you know that June is Home Ownership Month? And if you want, we can connect you with one of our lenders to talk about, purchasing a home or even using the equity that you have in your home.
Yeah.
And so they can do many things like consolidate debt or, home improvements, whatnot. But I think that's a good lead-in for them to be able to direct somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are great talking points. I love it. Okay, great. So let's talk about this. So how can a consumer know the advantage of renting versus buying a property? I mean, sometimes it seems obvious, but I know there's a lot of things to think about with that.
Yeah. So a lot of times, I think the biggest thing is educating the home buyer about mortgage insurance.
Okay.
Can be used. It's just not a product. It's a strategy tool as well. So like, I know that saving that 20% sometimes is a hurdle for first-time home buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And so it helps them to see that there's a calculator that we can use that shows them what if they buy now and if they wait, how much equity they'll be saving and putting into that property and what their closing costs and things will be. Because some of the things is that if you buy now and use 3% down instead of waiting to do your 20, say 7 years from now, if that's what it takes you to get your 20%, the home prices are going to go up. Interest rate can go up. And so there's different things that you can use with that in my insurance to show them that difference of buying now is best.
And that's money you're putting into yourself and not just putting away, you know, giving it to the landlord instead, right?
Yeah. And so if we can direct them to us and we can use that tool and show them that difference, it's education for them.
Yeah, no, that's great. And we'll put that tool on the screen so everyone can see that and see how that works.
Sure.
So thank you so much. Okay, so another question is, let's just talk about mortgages. So what are the main types of mortgages Platte Valley offers and how do they differ?
So we offer a lot of the similar you know, products, like our secondary market products. We have like conventional FHA, VA, rural development. We also do construction loans. But then we do offer here in the state of Wyoming what's called WCVA, which is a first-time home buyer program. Okay. Along with that is called a DPA loan, which is a down payment assistance loan. So if people don't have money saved up for a down payment, that is something that they can utilize as well. We can also do investment loans. We do have our in-house portfolio selection as well. And that is more for like, if the buyer doesn't fit within the box of secondary market, at least we can put them in an in-house loan and put a plan together for them, because the end goal is to get it out on secondary market. Rates are better on secondary market, but you do have that option as well. We also do, I have done where a customer wanted to buy a foreclosure. So doing a reconstruction loan for that too, which is great because that can be affordable housing and allow them
absolutely
to do that.
There's so many options available. It's not just a few things that you think about. There's not very many choices. There's several choices.
Right.
Yeah. So just the education piece again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it gives us an edge too in the market to be able to have in-house lending.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's great. And we have such a big team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
It's great.
It's great.
Awesome. Okay. So tell us about the importance basically with the lender about the right type of loan, getting the right type of loan. And then maybe while we're talking about that, a little bit about what the perks are for employees if they get a mortgage.
Yeah. So you really need to talk to a local lender in the company, because people's circumstances can be different and the property types can be different. And so, of course, you need to know the right type of loan that's going to work for you with your circumstance and with the property condition. So that's why it's important. And then for employees, we give on, if it's in-house loan, we do a 0.5% off the origination.
Okay.
Because we usually charge 1%. And then also we do a 0.5% off of, on the secondary market, off of the pricing of the loan regarding the loan sale. And then we do waive the processing fee on both of those loans. And so that helps.
That does help.
Yeah.
That's great. Great information. Anything else that we didn't cover that you want to get out there that we should cover today, or?
Well, a lot of people always ask, well, what's the mortgage rate? That is such a hard question to answer, because it depends on their loan type, where their credit score is, what their loan to value is going to be, like how much they're going to have down. And so when you plug all that stuff in and their credit score too, it then looks at an interest rate. So we throw out just kind of what the pricing is for that day off the rate sheet, but it's much more detailed than that and change that rate. So that's a tough question.
That is tough
to answer.
Well, good. Thank you so much. You did such a great job today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was fun.
Well, good. Well, thank you for being on the show today. Let's do our fun question.
All right.
You ready for this?
I think so.
Let's stir it up. We'll see what we got.
All right.
Do I read it or do you?
You read it.
Okay.
What is one fact every associate should know about you? I was almost peed on by a monkey.
I love that fact.
Where were you at? Well, we were in Belize and we were taking a tour, and there was a bunch of monkeys up in the tree. And the guy said, you know, you might want to be careful where you're walking, because all those monkeys you see jumping around up there will pee on you. I just moved out of the way as one did. And so I probably got a little bit splashed, but I was grateful I moved out of the way. And so, I've experienced that happens every day.
Yeah, that's a unique one.
Yeah.
Okay, let me think of my, I have to think of something as crazy as you know. So let me think a minute. Okay, we moved into a house and the previous guy that lived there was a fisherman. And I didn't have that great a vacuum, so I got a better vacuum, and I was obsessed with vacuuming and everything, and I was on the floor getting real detailed vacuuming, and I tried to get up, and I was stuck because the fishing hook stuck into my hind end, so I'm stuck. So one end of it stuck in the carpet, the other stuck in me, and it was barbed, so the more I moved, the more it hooked into me, and I was stuck to the carpet. So that was not a fun story, and then my family thought the vacuum was eating me versus, you know, me stuck to.
How'd you get out of it?
I finally had to rip the one end out of the carpet.
Huh?
And then, you know, nobody could get the hook out and I had to go.
Oh no.
So that's my unfun story. It's fun to tell now. It was not fun at the time.
I bet.
Yeah. So that's my story, I guess.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing too. So what are we rating the drink here? One is least good. Five is fantastic. Yeah. Three is in the middle. Another drink. Let's figure this out.
Would you say one out of what?
One out of five.
I'm going to say a four because I really do like the flavor. Just, you know, ice, a little more colder, but I do like the flavor.
Yeah, I agree with you, four.
And five on presentation.
All right. I like it. Okay. Well, I go with that too. Well, thanks again for being on the show today. Great job telling us and explaining things. I think you did great. So, thanks, everyone, for watching today. Don't forget to fill out the survey with a chance to win a prize, and we look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Have a great day.